So now we can... in fact, there are several items. Thanks, Mr. Matthews, and thanks, Mr. Collins. Several items which I suggest we could probably take en bloc. The annual review of schedule of delegations, which essentially means that administration make decisions up to certain limits rather than every single thing of thousands of decisions coming to this council meeting. Then there is also the questions taken on notice register. We note that there's one... there's a response there. And also the corporate and chief executive KPI report. So Councillor Pryor's moving those three en bloc and seconded Councillor Mates. Are there any questions from those items? Then if not, I'll put those three items. All in favour, raise your hand. That's carried unanimously, thank you. Now that brings us back to the confidential item. Sorry, Councillor Masika, a point of order. We must wait till 7:33 before coming back to consider any public submissions tonight about the annual business plan. Councillor Velisky, you've got a hand up. Is that a point of order?
If we still have time before we have to, before the period ends for that feedback, shall we proceed in the agenda before getting to the confidential items?
Yes, well, given that there are members of the public here, I'm certainly willing to entertain that. So with the leave of the meeting, we would therefore consider the confidential item regarding our building asset strategy after the... question with notice regarding the use of AI in council, and that's with the understanding that we can bring back 11.1 when convenient. So any objection to that, Councillor Luscombe?
Just a question around whether we I just checked with Councillor Cross and we don't remember whether we approved the minutes from the previous meeting. So just...
We're not going to approve the minutes from the previous meeting tonight.
Oh, we're not? Okay. No worries. Thank you.
It's been taken off the agenda, but that'll be explained at the next meeting or in between time from Ms. Vinyl. We'll perhaps send out an explanatory email tomorrow. But thank you for that point of order. But we will move on regardless. So I do have leave of the meeting to take 10.1 to be dealt with after 15.1. And that brings us now to a leave of absence moved by Councillor Masika. Is that seconded? By Councillor Hoffman. Any objection? All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. And Councillor Masika is excused from the next two meetings. Irrigation, Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. Obviously, this is a follow-on from a motion we moved, we spoke about a couple of meetings ago. Although the date was not locked in, it was suggested from the forum meeting that the result would be coming to the June General Council meeting. There'll be quite a few of us not present for that meeting, and I'd like to request that councillors consider moving it to the July meeting. In way of explanation, I don't think it's essential that it goes to the June meeting, because the decision that we finally make won't affect this year's coming budget. It will only take effect if passed in the 26-27 budget, so plenty of time to decide the actual costing. And I'll just move it that way. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a clarification. Maybe a humorous comment and a question. So the clarification is that the June date was set by a committee resolution. Well, it was a motion passed by the Infrastructure Environment Committee, I believe. Ms. Vinyl, what's the case?
The resolution, from memory, is that the committee recommended that council seek a report at the 24th of June.
Okay, thank you. The humorous comment is that staff have already agreed not to bring a report back until July, so you probably didn't need to say all that, Councillor Crossner. And the clarification is the question that it won't affect this year's budget if we haven't done anything about the irrigation decision making until after June. So what we've been told, I think, is that there'll be $200,000 in next year's budget. That's correct. I'm hearing from Mr. Barnwell. So the only question is, once we decide, then that will determine how exactly that money is spent, as I understand it. So that's an important clarification. So is the motion seconded? Councillor Naismith? Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillor Luscombe, sustainable financial management and sustainable procurement. We might need staff advice on this one as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, through the chair, I'm happy to move the motion that was suggested by staff, but I do have a couple of questions just to try and understand how we got to this point, if I may.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I'm just interested to find out broadly, I suppose, and we may not know the answer to this, but how long do we think it will take to get to a point where we're comfortable that we're managing our financial systems and procurement in a sustainable manner? Because, and I'll just add quickly that, you know, it was at some 18 months ago almost that the January 2024 report that I referred to was written. So I'm just a little bit concerned that, particularly in the context of our carbon neutrality targets, I would like to see this being actioned more quickly than it appears to be currently. So I'm just interested to know how much longer it's likely to take.
Ms. Allison?
Yeah, through the chair, we have scheduled for the next FRAC Finance Risk and Audit Committee meeting, which is on the 3rd of June. At that meeting, we'll be bringing the copy of the report that is published on our website. We'll be bringing a climate risk register and a climate risk assessment as well. So those are three really key documents that will help us set a move forward in terms of how we approach a climate risk within the council. Also, the sustainability plan that's coming to the Infrastructure Environment Committee also caters for carbon neutrality and how we look at that moving forward. And that's scheduled for the June through the July meeting. The next Infrastructure Environment Committee meeting to have a presentation on that. Part of the presentation will be a report on that we've had commissioned around how do we move to carbon, you know, what carbon neutral, what does it mean for us? Are we able to meet our previous commitments, or should we be looking to change those previous commitments in terms of carbon neutral by 2030? So part of that discussion will be around that. But the key piece of work that's attached to the report that was published is really around our climate risk assessment and our climate risk register. So we're not delaying for delay's sake. There was a whole heap of circumstances that led to this work taking longer than we had hoped. But the teams are fully committed to doing the work and presenting to council those options in the environmental sustainability plan.
Just one follow-up question, if I may, which is July it will come to the Environment and Infrastructure Committee. Do we have any indication on staff recommendation at this point on when it will come to General Council for a decision around where to from here?
I'm expecting it to come to a council meeting sort of soon after. It just depends on how many changes to the plan council might want from what we table. If there are substantial changes to the plan, it might take a couple of months. But if it's, we're happy with the way the plan stands, then, we hope we could bring it back to the next available council meeting. So we would hope so soon after. It just depends on the number of amendments required by the Infrastructure Committee.
Okay, I have some questions for Councillor Luscombe, but perhaps I'll let Councillor Crossland go first.
And it may be a question to take on notice, because I've not had a chance to flag it before, but I noticed that obviously we went down considerably in the first few years, and then we've gone up a little bit with an indication that we are going to struggle to meet the 1600 target. Now, it wasn't long ago that we agreed as a council to transition our fleet to electric vehicles, and that is a slow process. So I'm surprised that our emissions are still have started going up rather than down, and wondered if staff could explain why there is no impact at all by that transition.
So, through the chair, in the council agenda on a separate paper, which is the corporate and CEO KPI report, page 253, we do have a table of our annual emissions reduction over the years, and I think that's what you're referring to. Yeah, so the 24-25 year, the number there, 1755 tonnes of emission, actually also includes refrigerants. That's the first time they've been reported in our actual reporting numbers. The targets and the way forward to 2030 excluded refrigerants from our target. So they weren't even included when we did our calculations back when the carbon neutral plan was first introduced. So unfortunately in that report, we're showing the target on one basis and the result on another. If you take out refrigerants out of that number in terms of the actual accomplishment for the year, it's actually 1684. So there is a slight reduction, and with our full transition of light vehicles to EV over the next 3 or 4 years, we expect that to come down. We'll also look for utes. There are now commercially available electric utes as well on the market, so a bit more in the medium fleet vehicles. So we'll be looking at those, plus any other energy efficiency initiatives that we can get, particularly around grant funding for solar rooftop, solar car parks, things like that. So they will all continue to help bring down those emissions. But I will stress that, as we reported at the Infrastructure Environment Committee, the only way for us to be truly carbon neutral is the purchase of offsets. And that will be considered as part of the discussion at the IEC meeting, as part of the sustainability plan.
Just another technical question, Ms. Allison, but the issue about refrigerants, are there carbon neutral alternatives to what we're using at the moment?
Through the chair, I'm not sure of that. That's a technical question that I'm not aware of.
Matter for another report, sorry to impose that on you, but Councillor Luscombe, as I said, I have three questions. One is, you were asking about the timing. These matters broadly are going to be considered by committees in the next month or so, month or two, and then there's going to be a report coming back to General Counsel anyway. I'm just, in a very neutral way, asking whether you're keeping to the 23rd of September date in your motion. It's up to you.
Through the chair, just I mentioned that I'm happy to move the motion that was suggested by staff in place of my motion, because I'm reasonably confident now that this is going to happen. And, I trust that staff are doing as much as they can. So I'm happy to move the motion that's suggested by staff in place of my motion.
I beg your pardon. Yes, page 200, bottom of page 262. So it's more a reference to these upcoming committee meetings and forum discussion that I was referring to. Very good. The other question that I don't really see coming out clearly in the item before us at the moment is the additional cost. So I'm presuming that when these matters are addressed in coming reports, that the additional cost will also be included.
Through the chair, we'll be presenting the environmental sustainability plan that is on a cost neutral basis, but in addition we will also be presenting a range of initiatives that could be pursued over coming years and the indicative cost of those as a separate document.
Oh, that's all from the chair. Any other questions? If not, then Councillor Luscombe to move.
So this came about a while back when I was thinking about, as I often do in my spare time, how we can do a better job at addressing climate change in council, and particularly with regard to, you know, how we deal with other companies, how we're managing our finances. This is an area that I noticed was not, we hadn't really talked about it that much. So I asked a question back in February of around how we were doing this. I got a few answers, which is what I based my motion on. But since then, some more information has come to light, which has been really helpful in explaining what council are doing to this end. So, yeah, I'd like to thank staff for their assistance in explaining all of this, and I'm really comfortable with the new motion that has been put forward, and I look forward to future discussions in June and July so that we can make some good decisions from here.
Is that seconded? Councillor Lama? Wish to speak to that? Okay, anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. I take you back now, councillors, to item 11.1 on page 23. That is to note any... Oh, no, there's... I beg your pardon. Mr. Lyons just drawn my attention that on page 264, there's the question on notice from Councillor Pryor regarding AI. Now, it's not a matter for debate tonight, but I'll give the opportunity for any questions if necessary. Councillor Pryor?
Yeah, perhaps just a comment. I had a chat with Mr. Keane about how there is some people using, himself included, some people using AI within the council. And I think it would be worth bringing something to a forum just to give the horseshoe an idea of how we are using AI in the real world. And I think it's really worth doing, because I think there's a lot of questions about what we would do with AI if we even had it. So if that could be just noted and squeezed into a forum sometime in the future, I think Mr. Keane's amenable to giving us a bit of a quick rundown on how he saves a lot of time.
And I've already spoken to Ms. Marnell about having that as a forum item in the future. Thank you. We don't need to move any motion in relation to that, so I can go back to 11.1 on page 23. Now, that was to note any public submissions tonight. So we might just need to adapt that motion a little bit. Do we have an alternative motion in the event that we haven't actually had any? Just being put up on the screen now. So I think as that's being typed up, people have the gist of it. Moved Councillor Crossland, seconded Councillor Pryor.
Anyone speak?
Check the doors.
Well, thanks.
There you go. Seconded Councillor Pryor. Any further debate? Then that's all those in favour, raise your hand. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. And now, I don't think there are any more members of the public that are present. But we may move into a confidential session. If somebody wants to move the cover report, that we go into confidence. Councillor Crossland, seconded Councillor Mates. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. But at this point, I know Councillor Luscombe declared a general. There's no requirement to leave the room. So, Materials a serious one, general's the light one, and it sounds pretty light on to me, so nothing to worry about there. So we're on the blue paper.